There's still a blanket of snow across most of Canada, but in downtown Vancouver, the crocuses are blooming and a conference on culinary tourism is taking place. Here, much of the talk surrounds the availability of local produce all year round. Not so easy in a country where harsh climates can limit a growing season. The tourism operators at this conference realize they don't need to put strawberries on a plate in February, but they also know that more and more of their clientele want to consume as much locally produced food as possible. That's why one of the panel discussions is called Get the Goods on Going Local. More and more chefs are sourcing local products these days, but they don't always have time to shop at farmers' markets, and farmers don't always have time to deliver to restaurants. That's where Kim Fredrickson comes in.
And after a long day in the restaurant and getting home late, then the next morning, on Saturday morning, they too would be in lineups wanting to acquire local organic products, and they just look pretty tired, and there seemed to be that nobody was really getting the local product from the farmer into the restaurants. Farmers, they come to the farmers market, and then after the market, they were expected to deliver to the restaurants, and they just don't have enough time in their day to do that. And so it was suggested that I start a business and do it, and so we did.
Kim's company, Biovia, distributes local farmers' produce directly to restaurants in Vancouver and Whistler that operate on a fairly small scale. She stays busy even at this time of year because she has proper cold storage for root crops and is selling beets and potatoes from last year's harvest. In Victoria, chefs are sharing their knowledge of local foods with the public. Restaurant owner David Mincy is part of an association called the Island Chefs Collaborative. They've started running a small downtown market open to the public.
The Chefs Collaborative makes the orders, does the phone calls, goes out and pick it up. We have three pickup trucks driving all over Saanich, and then we bring it down to the market and sell it that day. If it doesn't sell, well, we own it as a group of chefs. It's ours, so we just split it up. And it just seemed like a better economic model, and the farmers we talked to were really receptive to doing it that way. So once we got that part figured out, the market was up and running.
And you have lineups every week now.
The reception from people has been just stunning, I gotta say. The support of people who live and work downtown is what's made the market. Our original intent was just to do it for chefs. We thought, we'll just get the chefs out, you know, get them to come and shop, and if other people come, that'd be, you know, extra gravy. But in fact, the support of the local community who live and work in the downtown core is what made the market.
The market profits don't go into the pockets of the chefs. The money gets reinvested into the farming community through programs that help young farmers get started, right down to some of the essentials needed to run a farm, like good fencing and irrigation systems. The reality in all of this, though, is that we still don't place enough value on the farmer. Brent Warner of the BC Ministry of Agriculture has been a tireless campaigner for farmers over the past 30 years. He told the convention that farmers deserve to be stars, just as some chefs are.
Just like chefs are stars. I mean, a chef that does a good job and creates this whole aura. When we have a strawberry grower, a melon grower, or a carrot grower that is at the top of his trade and is doing this magical stuff in the fields, we should celebrate that. And they should be identified. And I think we're at the point with this food movement that we're going to be there. We're starting to see farmers' pictures in grocery flyers. In your stores, you see certain farmers, real life-size pictures in there, and this is whose apples these are, or so-and-so, whose beef this is. That, to me, is success, when we've actually started to celebrate our own ag industry and put the farmer's face back on food.
But name recognition doesn't pay the bills. Farmers need to be able to get a fair price for their product, something that allows them to stay in business. Warner says that is changing.
In strawberry season, on the roadside, we get $2.50 to $3 a pound for strawberries. You can buy strawberries in a major retail store that time of the year from California for 79 cents a pound. We sell out. We don't have enough strawberries. So yeah, there's still people buying the 79 cent strawberries, but there's enough people going to get those local strawberries now that the big retailers are saying, well, wait a minute here. I've got a contract with you, Don. I need you to bring me berries now because I can't live in my store with all these people coming and saying, where's the local strawberries, when all I've got is California berries. I don't care what you have to charge me. Just get them here. And so if you were to ask me that question even 5 years ago, would a major retailer want to buy your strawberries? I'd say no, not unless you want to put them in there at the same price as California, which you can't afford to do. So that it has turned over. I mean, they want products.
He admits that higher prices are paid for just a few crops, such as strawberries, corn, and tomatoes, but even local potatoes are starting to command a higher price, and he's relying on the snowball effect of the Eat Local movement to change the way we shop.
At least a certain percentage of the population gets it and is starting to question the commodity food system and just the cheapest product. They find the related health to food. No, it's not the whole population, obviously. You're as well aware of that as I am. But if you go from 5% to 10%, it's a snowball. And once that snowball gets to 20%, it's unstoppable. That gets going down the hill. And it's picking up more people all the time, and the movement gets bigger and bigger, and I think that's where we are.
This is the time of year that you can think about supporting farmers that are getting ready to plant for the coming season through the community-supported agriculture system, so you can put your money where your mouth is. I'll put some links on my website to help you out. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.